Good morning, everyone, and good day. Welcome to our meditation. And as a few words of introduction, I'd like to mention that one of the classic functions of Buddhist meditation is to quiet, still, calm the inner fires. And the idea of a blazing fire that burns the wood that sustains it, that fuels it, as a metaphor for the kind of inner fire that burns us, that harms us. And that particularly these fires are the fires of greed, hatred, and delusion, and all kinds of ways in which we are excessively agitated, caught up, spinning around, can be seen as fires, and the idea is to calm these fires, and maybe extinguish the ones that are the most painful and harmful. And the water that, in a sense, the water that can quiet, calm, quench these fires is mindfulness. If mindfulness contains qualities of peace, qualities of non-assertion, non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. And so the art of mindfulness practice is to find a way to be aware of our experience, be aware of our breathing, be aware of our body, be aware of our feelings, emotions, even our thoughts and what goes on in the mind. The how we're aware of it is so crucial. And how is it for you, in the way that your awareness, your mind works, how is it that awareness itself can feel like a calming influence on you? In what way can you be aware of something as simple as the breathing? Be aware of some of the inner fires that exists for you, maybe agitations that exist. That the awareness itself is reassuring, it's settling, it's spacious. It begins to remove some of the fuel that keeps us agitated, because we make space for what's there, or we bring calmness to what's there, or reassurance to what's there. So each of us are probably going to find a little different way of being aware, but the principle is, how can we be aware in such a way that it's settling for us? It settles us into the present moment. It settles us into a kind of being at peace with this experience of life that we're sitting with. So to experiment, to look, to search inside of yourself, how to be aware. So the awareness itself is not caught in analysis and judgments and shoulds and shouldn'ts, but it's a reassuring awareness, a calming awareness that encourages and supports a deep settling here. So, entering into a meditation posture, one that hopefully will allow you to be both alert and relaxed. And to see if there's simple ways you can adjust your attitude for awareness, the task of awareness, so that you're a little bit more awareness is a little bit more stable and centered and reassuring. And with this awareness that reassuring awareness. To take a few long, slow breaths and begin to process of relaxing your body. Deep relaxation. Full relaxation. Letting your breaths return to normal. And then considering how awareness can be, have some peaceful quality to it. Let your awareness shine upon or settle upon your belly. And as you exhale, to relax your belly. Soften. Letting the light of awareness shine on your shoulders. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Soften. And also to soften your face, your temples, around your eyes, forehead, relaxing your face. And then breathing normally. Experiment a little bit to see how you can be aware of breathing. How you can know that you're breathing as you breathe. So that awareness is peaceful. Maybe has a soft, accepting quality to it. The awareness itself doesn't need the breathing to be different than how it is. Awareness is just there as a friend to accompany your breathing. Awareness free of greed, free of hatred, ill will, free of doubt and delusion. Awareness that's there, peacefully present, with the inhales and the exhales. And if something else arises as you meditate, see if you can discover how to be aware of that peacefully. A peaceful awareness that calms the fires inside of you, that cools the fever, that settles the agitation. A simple awareness that has a feeling of reassurance for all things, so that what is not reassured can begin to relax, relaxing here into the present moment. If your mind is wandering off in thought, engage your awareness more fully. Engage your awareness to be here with your breathing, your body. Engage a peaceful quality of awareness. Awareness that is non-contentious. An awareness which is reassuring, settling, peaceful. last minute or so of this sitting? Is there some way you can adjust your awareness? So awareness itself is a peaceful influence on you, a calming influence. Just to be aware, simple awareness, spacious awareness. An awareness that maybe spreads through your body and heart with a reassuring calm. Reassuring inner peacefulness. And then to imagine that you can now open your awareness up out into the world. That your awareness, your consideration of the world is like a light that you shine. And there's some way that you can hold the world also in a calming awareness. In a peaceful awareness. Maybe an awareness that's reassuring. That there is a way to calm the fires of greed, hate, and delusion for everyone. And perhaps our ability to be peacefully aware can allow us to look at the challenges and fires of this world, to look at them directly, to not turn away or not get agitated ourselves. An honest awareness of the challenges of this world. Gazing upon all of it as if our gaze is calming, stilling. And may it be that whatever we could do to offer to this world around us, it contributes to the happiness and welfare of everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free. And may be the way in which we're aware and present for this world. May we be aware in a way that contributes to this well-being. May we know the world in a way that brings peace.